Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400, translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us on Let's Talk About It, we have Officer Andrew Staska with the Jamestown Police Department. And Officer Staska, welcome to our show.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for taking some time and joining us again. And it is that time of the year. Of course, we're getting to the end of the summer, and parents and kids are getting ready to go back to school. But one big event that happened last year and is coming back again this year that goes on before school time is National Night Out. And this will be the second one for the Jamestown Police Department, but it sounds like it's been going on nationwide for 30 plus years.
Yeah, like you said, it's a national event, so it's been going on for 36 odd years.
Wow.
We started doing this last year here in Jamestown, and we had, I would say, a great turnout last year. And so we're going to keep it going and do it as long as we can and as long as people are interested. But it's I think it's a great opportunity for us to connect with people.
Sure. Yeah, a great community event, and it's all going on coming up here on August 6th. That at McElroy Park, and now I don't know, National Night Out kind of all happens on the same night, just nationwide, right? It's like one day, but all the departments do it on their own separately, right?
Yep, exactly what it is. Yeah. It's a national event, so like this day is set.
Yeah.
Nationwide, I've seen some of my other friends from other departments, Minnesota, different states. They're advertising their National Night Out, so it's all on the same day throughout the nation.
So for somebody, Officer Staska, who maybe hasn't been to National Night Out, they're like, okay, well, I know the police department is involved, but what can a person expect? They show up to McElroy Park about 6 o'clock on August 6th and kind of describe what they're going to see.
You're going to see a lot of emergency vehicles, so there will be probably some police cars, sheriff's vehicles, highway patrol, fire trucks, ambulance. We'll have the SWAT truck there. Right. So a lot of emergency vehicles will be there. You'll see bounce houses, Jamestown inflatable games. Yeah. At some point, you'll probably see a big old foam cloud, a foam pit. Surprised we didn't lose anybody in there last year. Just a big old foam pit. Food. Sure, you'll smell the food from a mile away. We'll have burgers, hot dogs, chips, pop, free. Yeah. So anybody can come down. It's a free event. You'll see a lot of fun.
For sure. Officer Staska joining us right now on Let's Talk About It. National Night Out coming up here on August 6th at McElroy Park. And like you said, everything is free. Good chance for the kids and even the adults to come out, see more about what you guys do, ask you guys questions, but have some fun with you guys as well.
Oh, for sure. This is a public event. This is for us to connect with the community.
Right.
And build some relationships. So, you know, if your kids want to see a police car or you want to see a police car, visit with us, ask us questions, play games. It's just an event for people to come down, feel comfortable, have some fun. We'll have some yard games. And I guess one thing that I should mention is new this year, we'll have a dunk tank. I'm just so excited that I bring it up. Excited now. I'm not sure how I'll feel the day of. I might change my mind, but we did get a dunk tank this year. Awesome. So I'm sure all the kids from school who
you've wronged in the past, if you will, right?
Yeah, or they just think it's funny. And yeah, I'm sure people will want to dunk us.
Yeah. So you'll get to dunk a police officer. And it sounds like, judging by your voice, it might be you up there on the...
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure, you know, that's
for
part of the time. I'm sure I'll be up there. No, it's a great event. Yeah. Like I said, last year we had tons of people that
came out. If you gave it a number, I could say comfortably kids and adults, at least 400, at least.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe even more. It was a lot of people out there last year.
I would say more. I think we even had more people down there than even the people that ate food.
For sure.
But, you know, we're going to have a bunch of food. And I have to thank Tim Curtis over at Walmart. I know we joke about, oh, what happened at Walmart, and like there's a lot of jokes about Walmart out there, but I'm guilty of it. But I have to say that Walmart has been a huge supporter of this event. They want to be involved in the community. They've been so helpful. Tim and his staff, their vendors, Frito, Pepsi, Coke. He's helped me reach out to other vendors,
right?
Cash wise. Praxair, Jamestown Inflatable Games. I'm sure I'm forgetting some.
there's a lot that made it possible and are making it possible.
Absolutely. Like I keep saying, this is a community event. And so our businesses in the community, they're helping out too, and they're right. pulling together and trying to make this event something fun
right.
and worthwhile.
Yeah.
And I definitely think it is.
Yeah, we want to see this go on years and years from now. So make sure you come out, make it even bigger than it was last year. If you were there last year, we want to see you out there again. Again, National Night Out coming August 6th at McElroy Park in Jamestown from 6 to 9. Everything's free, the inflatable games and everything like that. And it's just an added bonus that you get to see all the emergency personnel there too. And I'll always say it, you know, when you get to events that you guys can, that the public can come and see you guys out of that element, out of that emergency element, you know, not out there chasing people and arresting people in the ambulance, not going to pick somebody up in a medical emergency. It's always a benefit for the public to come and talk to you guys about that too.
For sure. And we definitely invite the community to come out and visit with us and see that we are about our community. That's why we work in this community. Is we want it to succeed and we want to be involved and help out. We'll still have guys working the streets that night. So
don't think you can get away with something, right?
Yeah, no. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
We're still going to have people working, but there will be a bunch of us in the park.
Yeah, and like you said, Stutsman County Sheriff, Jamestown Police, rural and city fire department, ambulance. Again, you said you'll have the SWAT, the SWAT truck. Truck.
We do not have tanks.
You don't have the tank.
Do not have tanks.
Yeah, it's not that.
Highway Patrol will be out there.
Yeah.
It's a huge event.
And, for sure.
And we, you know, just want to have some fun. And we will have a mini donut stand. However, so they're going to be a vendor, so, you know, I can't just give that away, but we will have some vendors out there as well.
Yeah.
So I believe we'll have some mini donuts. And the dunk tank, there may be like $1 for three,
for sure.
For three throws. But the money that we raised from the dunk tank is going to go to our Cops and Kids program.
Oh, perfect.
For the FOP.
Yeah. Excellent program.
In closer towards Christmas.
Right, so right.
We'll shop with the kids.
Yeah, and we'll hope to have you on to talk about that when we get closer to that.
For sure.
So again, get it on your calendar. National Night Out, August 6th at McElroy Park. There's an event information on Facebook if people want to get that. You can say that you're going. You can read more about it, what's going to be there. And I'm sure they can contact you guys if they have any questions too.
Yep, absolutely. You can call us or like you said, they could hop on our Facebook page. And I know we've shared it a few times now. So there's an event on there if you want to attend it or call us.
Perfect.
Either way.
Yep. There you go. So officers, to ask anything else about the event or National Night Out or anything else you want to toss out there?
Come on out that night, August 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m., McElroy Park. It's a great event and a great way for all of our emergency responders, not just law enforcement, to be there, interact with the community and build some positive relationships. Everything's free. Everyone's invited. Come out and have a good time.
Yeah, there you go. And we're going to hope to have the Radio Rover out there as well, play some music. So see you at National Night Out again, August 6th in Jamestown from 6 to 9 at McElroy Park. Officer Staskov, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.